如果冇就去到警區嘅報告，就人民區政府文件2014第30號，等到佢上咗文件之後咧，就請指揮官麥力高先生簡報有關屯門區嘅治安情況。唔該，指揮官。
Thank you, Chairman and members. I believe that all of you have received and read the report on the crime situation in the district from the period June and July this year and from January to July this year. And I'd like to highlight a few points in the report. Looking at the overall crime situation for June and July, the crime figures were maintained at a reasonable level when compared with the same period last year. The total number of crime cases was 605, representing a slight decrease of 23 when compared with the same period last year. The detection rate in June and July this year was 48.4%, representing a small decrease of 1.6% when compared to the 50% in the same period last year. And I'd like to point out that for the same period there were 114 cases of violent crime, representing a decrease of 30 cases, or minus 20.8%, when compared with the same period last year. And the detection rate for violent crime was 65.8%, showing a decrease when compared with the same period last year. Now, for the 2 months that we're discussing, the following crimes showed a decreasing trend. Wounding and serious assaults were down by 39, or 41.1%. Violent crime was down by 30 cases, or 20.8%. Triad-related crimes, down by 22, or 73.3%. Serious narcotics offences down 12, 46.2%. Domestic violence cases down by 9, and indecent assault cases down by 6 cases, or 33.3%. On the other hand, the following crimes showed an increasing trend. Deceptions were up by 34 cases, technology crime up by 22, shop theft up by 19, burglaries were up by 11 cases, and debt collection related crimes were up by 7, all compared with the 2 months the previous year. Then looking at the overall position this year, from January to July, the overall figure showed a decrease when compared with the same period last year. The number of crime cases was just over 2,049, showing a decrease of 95 cases, or minus 4.4%, with the same period last year. The detection rate from January to July this year was 46.4%, showing a very minor decrease of 0.1% when compared with last year. There were 357 cases of violent crime in total this year, representing a decrease of 104 cases, or minus 22.6%, when compared with the 461 cases in the same period last year. And the detection rate for violent crime was 64.7%, again down a little bit when compared with the previous year. So looking this year at the crimes that are on downward trend, they tend to follow those which are highlighted in the 2 month period. Violent crime is down by 104 cases, or 22.6%. Wounding and serious assaults down by 95 cases, or 34%. Indecent assault cases down by 30, minus 44%. Miscellaneous thefts is down by 30 cases. Serious narcotics offences are down by 21, or 23%. Triad-related crimes down by minus 20, or minus 27.8%. And domestic violence crimes have gone down by minus 10, which accounts for 13.3%. So on the other hand, looking at the crimes that have an upward trend, deception cases are up by 74, or 44%. Technology crimes are also up significantly by 70 cases, or 69%. Burglary cases have gone up by 16, or 22%, and debt collection related crimes have gone up by 12. So looking at this, what are we to focus on? Well, while we have to continue our efforts to maintain the levels of crime showing a decreasing trend, at the same time, I consider there are two areas that we really need to look at. First one is burglaries in rural or village areas. From January to July, there's been 86 burglaries, but I think significantly, 49 of these were at the village houses, compared with 20 the previous year. Now, while we've solved 9 cases of burglary, we must continue to deploy additional resources, including our regional colleagues from the Quick Reaction Force, to conduct preventative patrols. And at the same time, more effort will be put in on a crime prevention front to heighten the alertness of homeowners. And on that point, I'd just like to appeal to the members here that are involved or have connections in the local community in the villages, if you would assist us in passing the message of prevention there. Now, the other area of particular concern is in the areas of deceptions and also technology crime. These two categories of crime continue to increase in accordance with the regional trend, the territory trend, and it's a global trend as well. There were 240 cases of deception in January to July this year, compared with 166 in the same period last year. Of those deception cases, 82 were telephone deception cases, and the remainder were mainly computer-related, for example, email scams. Now, as I've mentioned at a previous meeting, whilst the number of attempted telephone deception cases is significantly higher, the number of persons being successfully deceived remains quite stable. And this indicates that people do have confidence in making reports to police, that they're aware of the scam, and the education and heightened awareness of individuals is really the effective way to prevent people from losing their values. So we will focus on continuing that. Technology crimes have increased from 101 in January to July last year to 171 this year. And this is mainly due to online shopping cases, online games, and naked chat cases. So regarding deception cases and technology crimes, the force will continue to train officers to develop them in professional competencies, and we collaborate with overseas law enforcement agencies. What we can do at a local level is to continue to promote public awareness and prevent such crimes through public education and community engagement. On that point, as you know, police are putting considerable effort and resources into related anti-crime publicity campaigns in the district. We're engaging schools, business, and all sectors of society to spread the message. In that regard, I'd like to thank those who've given their valuable time to join us during our anti-technology crime roadshows, and in particular the Lin Yan University staff and students who've expended great time and effort to produce short videos for anti-crime purposes. And these crime issues of computer-related deceptions and technology crime will be with us for some time to come, and I hope that we can continue to work together on this to educate the public at large with a view to deterring these crimes. Chairman, that's the crime report for the period from June to July this year, and for January to July this year, and I welcome any questions from members.
好，多谢谢小官，有边个要提问？
如果冇，陳先生同埋林德亮，陳先生，多謝主席。咁咧就其實都有好幾次啦，聽指揮官嗰個報告咧，嗰啲網上罪行咧，即係科技嘅罪行咧，都係上升嘅。咁即係警方都即係。會講返係會加強去打擊啦，增撥資源啦。但係即係實際上嗰個方向會係點樣樣呢？因為我定係睇到嗰個上升啊，但係壓止嗰方面呢，我哋睇唔到係點樣做。咁尤其是呢，就 即係警方都一再講呢，就話呢一啲網上嘅罪行連嗰個破案率都唔係好高㗎，即係好難追捕到啊嗰個犯案嘅人。咁喺呢方面係咪真係無計可施呢？咁我希望指揮官可以俾一啲嘅即係睇法俾我哋。咁另外呢，我都係再問返我時時問嘅一個問題。咁但係呢，即係警方其實都話佢會寫喎，但我又唔覺係咪我睇漏呢。就我每一期我都會問嘅，究竟喺呢一次嘅即係罪案報告嘅期間呢，係有冇人命嘅事故呢？咁咁如果係有嘅係有幾多呢？咁我希望指揮官都可以補充返多嘢，主席。
係咪林德亮先？
多謝主席。咁指揮官嘅今季嘅罪案報告呢，整體嚟講就係、是、都係好消息嚟嘅，就係、是、屯門嘅罪案報告嘅數字呢，整體嚟講係下降嘅。咁都多謝警方嘅努力啦。但係喺嗰個電話騙案方面呢，就似乎就好似警方方面咧，就嗰個宣傳唔夠啊。咁我建議就希望喺媒體方面咧，透過電視宣傳咧，做多啲呢方面嘅宣傳。另外仲有一項就係汽車呢個報失嘅數字都上升咗，咁啊睇警方指揮官都回應下，唔該。
好啊，唔該。有冇有以前上指揮官回應？唔該。
Yeah, thank you, Chairman, and thank you for the question, members. I think, first of all, let me answer the question which, as you rightly point out, you raise. Has there been any murder or manslaughter cases during the reporting period? The answer is no, and I assure you I would let you know if there had been. Regarding technology crime, I appreciate the point that you're making. In fact, I also appreciate the fact that you appreciate that it's very difficult to detect such cases. If I can mention perhaps that what are we doing about it? Let's say that the Commissioner understands this is a key area of concern, and that's why it's one of the Commissioner's operational priorities this year, and consequently it's a regional priority, and it's certainly a district priority as well. So we have a three-pronged approach to combating technology crimes. I mentioned that we want to make sure that our officers are professionally equipped to deal with investigations, so that involves training them in digital forensics. We have to make sure that as an organisation we monitor developments in technology and changes in the MO, modus operandi of any commission of technology crime. We make sure overall that officers are professionally aware and capable of dealing with these. Then the second part of the approach is we engage our local and overseas law enforcement agencies, other government departments and key stakeholders in the industry to collaborate, to share our information, to let everyone know about the developments that's going on, and to work with overseas agencies to combat technology crime. You probably may have read, I think in the last few months, there's been a few cases cracked in the Philippines, for example, with naked chat blackmail cases. It's a start, but it's certainly, you know, that in itself was not going to stop these cases. And the other thing, and the last approach, which I think is, in light of experience, I think the most important for us is promoting public awareness and prevention of technology crimes through public education and community engagement. As you rightly point out, many of these crimes are committed from overseas, and it doesn't mean that we'll give up on a case, but it does make it difficult, because then what we have to do is to obtain the information and pass it on, liaise with overseas enforcement agencies, and to a great extent we are relying on their assistance. But I can assure you that we do what we can for those cases. But as regards any case where we can find an IP address from Hong Kong, we do follow up, and we have made some arrests in that respect. and not as many as I would like, but we continue to strive for that. I think then, just looking at there's other question that was mentioned about the telephone cases, and perhaps our outreaching, if you like, is not so adequate. It's a valid point, because I'm saying that on the one hand that the cases have gone up, but on the other hand, people are still reporting cases to us. I agree with that, and I think, unfortunately, until we can make more arrests for that type of deception, we won't really be able to deter those individuals. But what we will be able to do is to make sure to alert more and more people to it. So I take the point about asking again if we can go do more on the television and so on. Certainly we can. We can publicise good cases. We can publicise the MO again. I think that's not something that we've forgotten about. It's something which appears on the Force TV programmes and on our YouTube website and so on. I'd like to say that, just for the awareness of any member that doesn't know about this, we have a project called Crest Age in the district, and it's not particularly difficult. But what we have is an email outreach to many different sectors of the community. It involves building management, it involves schools, it involves management of shopping centres and so on. We add to that as often as we can when people are interested. And what we do is, when we notice a change in the modus operandi of anything, we try to react more quickly to that and to send a message out. So just going back to the first point which was made about technology crimes, I can mention, for example, that we identified that in recent months we have gone from less naked chat cases and Yahoo auction sites, we've gone on to people using the LINE social media network for fraudulent purposes. So again, we've already passed that out to as many of the community members as we can for their awareness. Lingyan University have been very, very responsive and helpful in helping us in producing a video which we've now passed to our headquarters, and which hope will quite soon go on the police YouTube site. The police YouTube anti-naked chat blackmail site, and the naked chat blackmail video produced by the Lingyan has also gone up on our site. So again, I draw, without trying to be long-winded about this, because we mentioned telephone deceptions, and I mentioned them as well, I see that although we're not at the end of the journey here in preventing telephone deceptions, we've made progress in recent years on this, because less people are falling victim. But it hasn't stopped people trying. And I think that with technology crime, this is what we have to continue to do, to educate members of the community from a very young age, I have to say. The victims of our crime tend to be of social media crimes tend to be adults at the moment, but we're also trying to educate younger members in the schools, because we hope that as they grow older they'll be more aware of this and not fall victim to crime. And we're responding as quickly as we can to changes. So, moving on to the point about vehicle crimes. Yes, there's been a little bit of an upsurge compared with the period last year. January to July, there were 13 missing vehicles. That was four less than the 17 cases the previous year. But June to July, we did see four cases, so it was a bit of an increase. And I can bring you right up to speed and say that, unfortunately, we lost two more vehicles this week. So we're very mindful of that. Of those 13 cases that have occurred so far this year, four cases were detected. But I can assure you that we're working hard on this. We're particularly looking, trying to identify black spots where possible, and I've asked our colleagues in traffic and in the emergency unit. We'll be conducting coordinated roadblock checks with a view to further deterring the vehicle crime. And I hope that can answer the questions, Chairman.
Mm. Oh, what's that, Chairman?